Hello, this is Commissioner Kyler, current president of Carroll County Commissioners. There's five of us and doesn't matter who's president. I'm elected from District 2, Finksburg, Manchester, and Hampstead, and we're 3 years into our first term. Board of Ed, 4 years before that. I love Carroll County, and I might have missed the podcast, but I wanted to do a podcast this week, talk a little bit about what Carroll County does for veterans since this was Veterans Day, and then a little bit about what Carroll County's doing in general right now. We work hard to respect veterans. I'm a veteran. I was an officer in the Maryland Army National Guard, spent about 8 years, and I live near Lineborough with Rhonda Kyler, been there a few years. On Veterans Day, I started the day at Gerstel in Finksburg, and Channel 45 was interviewing people, which that was awesome. And their entire school was involved with honoring veterans. A great show, great experience. And then I went to Hampstead Elementary, also a great experience. They had all their kids involved. The chorus sang a song. And every veteran there was presented with a pin of the U.S. flag. So that was pretty awesome. And then I went to American Legion Post 31, and I got to speak for about 15 minutes to the veterans there. And they had a great ceremony, too. They did it in the old armory, which happened to be the armory that I trained in. And that has such a history in Westminster. I won't get into that now, but not just in the Vietnam era to now, but long before that. What does Carroll County do for veterans? We have about between 13,500 and 14,000 veterans in Carroll County. The Bureau of Aging and Disabilities, headed by Gina Valentine, and the Citizen Service, headed by Celine Stickle, have been serving veterans since October of 2013. They have three veteran service officers who are trained and accredited by the Maryland Department of Veterans and Military Families. They also have a coordinator of case management services who works with homeless veterans, veterans who are in danger of becoming homeless, and veterans who have other emergency financial needs. I don't know the results, but I just had a veteran reach out to me that is having some issues with BGE. So I contacted both BGE and Citizen Services on what they could do to help him. The Carroll County program serves about 800 veterans annually and to date has recouped over $95 million in pension and compensation claims for Carroll County veterans, their spouses, and or dependents. They also have a veteran shuttle transportation program. It will transport veterans and one caregiver for free to the four VA medical centers in our area, two in Baltimore, Fort Detrick, and Martinsburg, West Virginia. If you need to reach out for veteran services, contact the Bureau of Aging at 410-386-3800. There's also a Veterans Advisory Council in Carroll County. The commissioners formed it in 2014. And it operates in conjunction with the Department of Citizen Service. Their purpose is to evaluate, develop, promote new programs, existing programs, and services for veterans and their families. Attend a meeting if you're interested. You can reach out again to the Bureau of Aging and get more information. They have a board, they have a fixed agenda, but they also open it up to anybody there. You can certainly speak about your experiences or whatever group you represent that helps veterans. We also want to make sure everybody knows we have an annual veterans celebration this year coming up. It'll be May 3rd, 2026 at the Farm Museum. And all are welcome, veterans, families, and non-veterans. It's open to everyone. The commissioners and the Veterans Advisory Council chose May as the National Military Appreciation Month and planned this event to give back to veterans and their families in our community and thank them for their service. The first few years, they wanted to reach out to younger veterans who are less likely to reach out for services and help, but this year, I think they're honoring all veterans regardless of their age or the conflict they were involved with. I do have to mention Ex-County Commissioner Ed Rothstein is now the Secretary for Department of Veterans and Military Families in Annapolis. Governor Moore appointed him, and he came to Carroll County to do that on July 29th. It was a great event. So Carroll County does a lot for veterans. We also have American Legions, VFWs, Veterans Independence Project, and more entities that do much for veterans. But there are still veterans in Carroll County who either don't know about all these possibilities or are reluctant to ask for help. And all of us need to reach out. I encourage anyone to please contact us, Citizen Service, or any of the entities I named to seek out help. And for those of us that are aware of it, we need to reach out to others and encourage them to do the same. So again, Veterans Day and Veterans Week was awesome, and I'll update a little bit of what's happening in Carroll County now. Rothstein's appointment to Annapolis, which he loves the job, in my humble opinion, he's the best one in the state for that job. I'm so glad he's there. That created an opening for a commissioner from District 5. Carroll County Republic Central Committee recommended Susan Krebs to the governor's staff. Within the time frame allowed, they vetted her and the governor appointed her as a commissioner. She's been serving about 2 months, and she, as well as the other four of us, have all filed to run again. So we all have a second term. She would have another term after that, but we're all running. Things we've done, we approved the budget 5-0. That's probably our most important job. The budget of Carroll County helps a lot of things, a lot of people, a lot of enterprises, a lot of departments, and it shows what the five commissioners feel are important that we can fund. And it's very diverse, takes a lot of time, and the commissioner's done great in the 3 years I've been doing it. And I think this may be the first time, particularly since we've had five commissioners, that it's been unanimous. Staff and our consultant worked very hard on a bond rating presentation to S&P, Fitch, and Moody's in New York City. And all three, the last few years, we've had AAA ratings with each one of them. And we found out early this week that we kept that rating with all three. So Carroll County has the highest bond rating that's possible to have. Next week, we should hear of the results of the bond sale. The last 2 years, we've had a big number of bidders, and we've had very good rates, so I'm hoping that continues this year. The master plan is updated every 10 years. That's in process. AgPres is continuing well past 80,000 acres of the 100,000 acre goal, and we did look at five more potential projects this week, and the AgPres department will be negotiating with them and hopefully will add more acres. This is great. It's 100,000 acres is the third of the county, and we have growth areas. We have jurisdictions that are growth areas. We have Eldersburg that's growth area, Finksburg that's a growth area, and I think us preserving ag helps them be the growth area. So hopefully this benefits all of the county. The Secretary for the Maryland Department of Environment visited us. Toward Union Bridge and Westminster Community Pond, had a meeting with all the board and many staff members. The Secretary of the Department of Commerce visited us and met with us in the morning and then visited several Carroll County businesses. The Secretary of the Department of Agriculture, Secretary Addicks, has been to Carroll County numerous times. The last time I met him was at a local agribusiness, and many of the secretaries and the governor are active in Carroll County, which we need. We're very different politically, but we need to reach across the aisle and work with everybody on the state level for the benefits that can get Carroll County. Denise with Economic Development worked hard for probably a year to get Tom Barkin, who's the president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond, to come here, and he spent a very long day with us. It started out with a leadership breakfast in our building and ended up with a dinner, and between the two, they visited a lot of the county and talked to a lot of people. And it's just great to get somebody of his importance to come visit Carroll County. And I thank Economic Development for making that happen. The ARC had a groundbreaking for two new homes that they're building on property donated from Carroll County. That was nice to go to. Everybody's talked about Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, and the commissioners have been opposed to that since it started. We've hired an attorney that keeps us current with what the Public Service Commission's doing and what they've done in courts. PSEG has gone to federal courts a couple times to temporary access land, to ask that we don't hunt, to ask for marshals to protect them, which got denied by the courts, rightfully so. And survey crews are now working in the area. Governor Moore, and I spoke earlier about secretaries, Governor Moore came to Carroll County, met at Jeff Sprinkle's house, and Dave Bullinger, the Balker family, the Shipley family, the Sprinkle family were all there. And Governor Moore got a tour of their property and saw exactly where the proposed line's going to go between their houses and through strawberry fields and produce fields that the Balkers sell to the community and beyond. So hopefully Governor Moore got to see how disruptive this is to Carroll County, and particularly when it's not serving Carroll County at all. We did groundbreaking for the state's attorney's building. That should open in the spring of 27. I've attended Manchester and Hampstead's National Night Out, attended several carnivals, and I just want to emphasize, while EMS is up and running at full staff of what was proposed, there's still volunteers that maintain the 14 firehouses and maintain fire protection, and they need our money, they need our support. They do a lot of fundraisers, including the carnivals. And then there were also several employee recognition things, which we're very fortunate to have the employees we have in Carroll County, and it's nice to honor them. We're active with Mako. We had Summer Mako where we met, and I won't name them, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 secretaries. We met Dr. Levy, who's Carroll County's newest deputy health officer. I talked to Comptroller Brooke Learman. I talked to Governor Moore and his staff, and while Mako's great to host the conference and there's great classes and interaction, we also take advantage of meeting a lot of the state representatives there. I'm currently on the board of the Baltimore Metropolitan Council. I've attended a board meeting and went on a trip with them to Savannah to visit businesses and colleges there. BMC, our involvement with that gets us into some co-ops and saves us a great deal of money on energy and other items. I've got to mention the Carroll County Fair, 4-H, and FFA. Graduation seemed like yesterday, but we're almost to the end of the first semester of school. We held a joint meeting with our delegation, Ag Center Board, and this morning I went up to Tawnytown to a breakfast and got to hear Congressman Johnny O talk about things in Carroll County, and in particular the post office in Tawnytown, and how he can maybe help them get a better location for that. And it was great, and it was great to interact with a lot of the county people and the Tawnytown people there. There's more veterans advisory meetings, a farm museum advisory, community solar meetings, Carroll Community College. There's so many things going on in Carroll County that are positive and benefit our county. And we're going through right now some potential zoning changes. There will be a public hearing coming up probably between Christmas and Thanksgiving. I'm not sure the location. It may be in the South Carroll area. It may be here in this building, but keep your ears open for it. It's deferring some projects, which I'm personally opposed to, but the commissioners have passed that idea twice, so I'm on board with it. And it's also potentially changing zoning on how projects will act. So please keep your ears open for or against, and come to the public hearing and voice your opinion. And that's probably more than you want to hear from me, so I'll just end this with, I'm Kenny Kyler, Carroll County Commissioner, District 2, Finksburg, Manchester, Hampstead, 3 years into the first term, but I represent all of Carroll County and I love Carroll County. If you have any issues, please call me at 443-986-1458. or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. Thank you for listening.